Again, we are your nonfiction friends that bring our nonfiction shelves to you. This week's Dewey Decimal Discovery is in the 020s, where you'll find our librarians. Well, not literally.
They're not on the shelves.
They're not literally on the shelves.
Oh.
They're books. They're books on librarians.
Oh, okay. Well, this week we have a very special guest with us. Candace Casey.
Woo!
Candace is our adult services librarian here, and she is joining us today to help us better understand what it takes to be a librarian. Welcome, Candace.
Welcome, Candace.
Thank you.
How long have you been a librarian?
Almost 3 years. It's coming up soon.
Wow.
Okay. So
is that shorter than you thought?
No, I don't know.
No.
So you are an adult services librarian.
Yes.
What does that mean?
It means I take care of the needs of adults in terms of programming, things that we offer. I schedule programming, and that involves the computer classes and guest speakers and just other learning opportunities. Me specifically, I am located in the central branch, so I also coordinate the programming at all of our other branches. We have 5 branches, and we have people who do programming at each of those branches, and they communicate with me about what they're doing. I help them tailor what they're doing, make sure it's meeting library standards, and if anybody's doing anything similar, help them combine them so that they are the same thing, and hold meetings with them so that we can plan future programming and come up with new ideas.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That sounds like a bunch of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you have any favorite programs that you've done in the past or that you're currently doing possibly?
I have lots of favorites. One of our biggest ones that we've done is our annual Comic-Con fanfare. That's definitely a favorite. We did that for 5 years, so 2 years before I was here, and then I did 3 of them. Wait, have I been here 3 years if I've done 3 fanfares? Yeah, I guess so.
That adds up, right?
It seems like it adds up.
Yeah, I think it's right. I don't know. But so fanfare is a Comic-Con style event where we brought in guest speakers, we had vendors, we had people in costume, we had presentations and activities and raffle prizes, costume contests, all that. So that was really fun and people look forward to it. Now, we did that for 5 years and now we're doing something new. Mm-hmm. So another Comic-Con, but more focused Comic-Con.
Ooh.
Focusing on cats.
Ooh.
Cat day.
My
Cat-Con.
Favorite.
So we're kind of hoping to go viral with that one a little bit.
It's going to be perfect.
Embrace our cat cliches. Librarians love cats.
Yes.
So.
All the cat hair on all
I
the sweaters.
I think that stereotype fits.
This
everyone,
library.
Yes.
Well,
for
cats.
Sure.
We definitely do love cats.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's
so
awesome.
That's a favorite.
So can you tell us about your journey to becoming a librarian?
Yeah. It started many years ago when I was in college, and I was actually a music student at the time when I was in my undergrad getting my bachelor's, but I earned the work-study scholarship, and I needed to pick somewhere to work while I was there. And I chose the children's library because I just love children's books and wanted to be around them.
Oh.
But it turned out that it was also the library science library on top of being the children's library.
Oh.
So I was actually the only work-study person in that library. Everybody else that was work-study was in the main library. But that one was a smaller library, and most of the people that worked there student-wise were studying to be librarians. So I was like very familiar with what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
I got familiar with all the professors, all the library science professors. I even like babysat for some of them. So I knew all about the program, and I knew that it was an option for me to go back and get a master's in library science if I ever wanted to, even though my undergrad was not in library science. So,
right.
Oh.
So I gathered all that information and I held it in the back of my brain as a potential option
mm-hmm.
for my future. And then went off on a different path. And then eventually was like, you know what? That thing that was in the back of my mind, I'm going to do that now. So
awesome.
Yeah. So I got my master's in library science. And then as soon as I graduated, I got my job here.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It seems so smooth.
Yeah.
So fluid.
Yeah, it worked out.
What would you say was one of the most rewarding times of being a librarian that you've experienced over your course of 3 years?
There's definitely a lot of rewarding moments, but I would say one that I really got the, you know, the feelies for was we did an escape room for Halloween for Edgar Allan Poe, with the Edgar Allan Poe theme. Mm-hmm. And the escape rooms that I've been planning as adult services librarian have been supposedly for adults, but they've been, you know, appealing to kids too. So we've had a lot of families come in or groups of teens and kids. Even though it's challenging, they the kids like it too, you know. So we plan it being hard enough for adults, but kids are also able to enjoy it. And one in particular, there was this group of three girls and two moms that came in. And it was actually the last one of the day, too, the last group. And they came in and the moms just kind of stood back and let the three girls do their thing in the escape room. And I was kind of like, well, you know, they might need some help. You might want to. And they were like, no, you'll see. They're really good. So I don't. If you're not familiar with escape rooms, there's a lot of puzzles and challenges and clues, and they're trying to solve some sort of mystery. Mm-hmm. So these three girls were just plowing through it. I mean, they were doing a great job. They were about 9 or 10, so they're pretty young, but they were so excited every time they got a clue. They were rushing around, and they were clearly doing a good job of it. But the mom, she turns to me at one point and tells me how proud she is of her daughter because she is struggling in school. She can't read, even though she's like 9 or 10. Mm-hmm. She can't read, but she knows that her daughter's smart. And she loves that this kind of thing, this kind of opportunity for her to be smart outside of necessarily reading, to prove to her that she is smart, just makes her so proud and is so encouraging to her to know that she's smart.
Oh,
you know,
so that's great. Like,
that's a heartwarming story.
Library. So
yeah, to be able to have that kind of activity to bring that kind of opportunity to somebody.
Yeah. That's really great.
That's really great.
So if somebody listening was interested in maybe becoming a librarian, what advice would you give them? Where would they start?
I would say start by volunteering in a library.
Sure.
I actually did that. Pretty much every library has volunteers, and you are able to get in there and meet people, make connections, see how the library works, see how it feels to be in that library, because, you know, a lot of libraries are different, too, but see what kind of roles there are in the library and if it's a good fit for you before you necessarily commit to working there. Like you said, I worked in the library in college. But then when I actually decided that I was going to become a librarian, I was applying, but it's sometimes it is hard to get in to a library. So I applied and applied. I didn't quite get it as a circulation clerk because I didn't have my degree yet. I was trying to work in a library while I was earning my degree so I could have hands-on experience that I can use toward my degree. And I couldn't get in yet, so I just said, okay, I'm going to volunteer. So I volunteered for a year, and then when an opportunity came around again to apply, then I applied again, and I got it because they knew me at that point. Right. They knew that I was a good employee and they wanted me on the team. So that's how it happened. And then I was a circulation clerk for like 2 years while I was earning my degree, and then you know the rest, got the librarian job after that.
So. And here you are.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So you like worked your way up.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
When you were a kid, did you ever think you were going to be a librarian?
I've always loved books. I don't know if I thought of being a librarian as an option at the time, but I loved going to the library, you know, and I do very specifically remember working on a project at a library when I was a kid. And how helpful the librarian was in helping me find all the books that I needed for my project. So
I had
a good experience, definitely. That's good.
Well, that's really great. Thank you for all that information.
Yes.
That actually reminds me of the book that I've been reading, the What a Librarian Looks Like by Kyle Cassidy. It's about a guy who actually went to a bunch of conventions to photograph different librarians and get their personal stories of what a library is and means to them. He really was just trying to help the public understand the role of a library in its community. So I think that's really great. My favorite quote from that book is that the library is a safe place filled with thousands of potential life-changing friends who couldn't talk to you but would tell you a story nonetheless. What about your book, Josh?
Well, the book I read was called The Public Library. It's a photographic essay of a whole bunch of different libraries. And there's a specific library in here. For those of you that are listening, it's a library, but it was made out of an old gas station. So the quote that I found that was really cool that's attached to the picture is, in some small towns, they often share space with other branches of local government. Some are intentionally built that way while others evolve as communities change. So like, as the community changed, like this became, it was a gas station, it became actual library, which I think is cool. And I'll just put that up for a picture.
That is really cool. That's a fancy looking library.
I know.
Yeah, I think that what we've learned most in these books is that the library isn't necessarily what you would think it is. It's actually much more. It's actually a very vital part of your community.
Yes.
And like my quote, the librarian is really the one who kind of brings it all together. And even though information is sort of taking over and people are thinking that like the written word is becoming sort of extinct and it's all about the digital,
right?
Someone needs to be there to connect the digital to the user.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, librarians are the ones who help libraries change with, you know, what's needed.
Yeah.
Too. They're the ones who steer the library and respond to the needs in the community and figure out what those needs are and how we can meet them. Because usually we can in some way, you know, whether it's somebody needs, there's all this new technology, but then there's all these people who don't know how to use it. You know, who's there to show you how? And now, especially job seekers, where, like, it's required to do applications online. And for somebody who doesn't know how to use a computer, you need help. So
right. We're
there for more than just, we're not just stacks of books. We are.
We don't only shelve things.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Not us.
There's more than just cats involved. That's just a bonus.
Yeah. Yeah, some of our computer classes, definitely, but right now we also have some popular, we're doing quarterly ASL classes for sign language, learning sign language, which is
really cool.
Really, really, you don't realize how big a need it is in the community until here we are offering it and getting 40, 50 people show up every time.
Right.
Yeah. So employers look at that like, big plus.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's really helpful. That's awesome.
So, Candace, are there any exciting programs that are coming up that you would like to share with us?
Yeah. Well, this being February, it is Black History Month. So we've got some really cool stuff coming up for Black History Month. One being on the 24th of February, Saturday, we've got Orisirisi African Folklore. They're a drumming and storytelling group.
Ooh.
Song, chant, drumming, dancing, all that. It's going to be really fun. That's on Saturday, February 24th at 11 a.m. at Hart Memorial and 2:30 at Poinciana Branch. And then we've also got Remembering Paradise Park, which is going to be at the West Osceola Branch on February 27th at 6:30. That one is about, we have a guest speaker coming to talk about Paradise Park. Used to be the place to go back when segregation was in place, and it was a really popular tourist destination for African Americans, and it, you know, disappeared. But so it's one of those things that, you know, it's just neat to learn about things that used to be, you know, in our history. And then Back in the Day with Willie Mae is going to be also on February 27th at the Buenaventura Lakes Library at 6 p.m. She is a local lady who's very sweet and has a great memory of what life used to be like. She grew up here in Osceola County her whole life.
That's cool.
And so she's got lots of memories of what the way things have changed, and she was around for so much of the changes that, you know, have happened. She was around when there was segregation and everything else. So she is a great storyteller, has a way with words, so entertaining, mm-hmm. so cute, so funny. And so she will be telling her story back in the day with Willie Mae at BBL.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much for being here, Candace.
Oh, yes.
you're welcome.
I know I learned a lot.
I did.
You've been here all this time, and I didn't know all this information, so thank you.
Mm-hmm. And now we know how to become a librarian.
Yes, should we choose to.
Should we choose to.
So in conclusion, I'd like to leave with a quote from the book. The functions that libraries serve are bound up with their communities. Indeed, the two are symbiotic. The more love you put in, the more you will get out. And then, of course, we need to ask ourselves,
do we or don't we?